Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, November 4th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court sends a notice to Delhi Police Commissioner and government over Diwali-related pollution. Updates from the run-up to Maharashtra and Jharkhand elections. Ruckus in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly over Article 370. And targeted attacks on Hindus in Canada. First up, after the sudden spike in air pollution in Delhi after Diwali, the Supreme Court of India has issued a notice to Delhi Police Commissioner. It has demanded an immediate response from the Delhi government as well as the police to the evident disregard of the Supreme Court's cracker ban in the national capital. Delhi's air quality deteriorated to the higher end of very poor category shortly during Diwali. At midnight, on the day after Diwali, PM 2.5 levels in Delhi hit a dangerous high of 603 micrograms per cubic meter, or 13% more than each of the previous two Diwalis. Diwali night also saw a higher nitrogen dioxide level, according to the Center of Science and Environment. During the hearing today, the court said, and I quote, "There are widespread news reports that the ban on firecrackers in Delhi NCR was not implemented at all. This was supposed to be an important measure to reduce pollution," unquote. A bench of Justice Abhay S. Oka and Justice Augustine George Massey said this afternoon, adding, "What is the order? How is it being implemented? Something has to be worked out," the court asked of the Delhi government, and tasked it with creating a mechanism at least for next year to ensure that Delhi does not choke on air pollution next year as well. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, also directed the Punjab and Haryana governments to file affidavits detailing incidents of farm fires or burning of agricultural waste, which could have released pollutants into the air from October 22nd to 31st. The next hearing has been set for November 14th, when all parties involved have to submit their own affidavits. Delhi police and state have to give effective steps that they plan to take against firecrackers. States near NCR also have to file affidavits, as the neighbouring states are allowing firecrackers into the city, as discussed during the hearing. The central government was also reprimanded over toothless environmental protection laws, with specific reference to the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, Act of 2021, that the court said has been passed without any administrative machinery to ensure its implementation. Towards that end, the court has asked how long it would take for Section 15 of the EPA, or Environment and Protection Act, which covers penalties for violating anti-pollution laws, to become operative again. The government said draft rules have been made and translation into state languages will take another 2 weeks. And next, updates from the run-up to Maharashtra and Jharkhand elections. First up, Maharashtra. Maharashtra DGP Rashmi Shukla is being transferred just 2 weeks before the state goes to poll, as opposition has alleged a bias. According to sources, the Election Commission's decision comes after the opposition led by Congress alleged that the senior IPS officer was biased towards the ruling Mahayuti Alliance, which is a combination of Bharatiya Janata Party, Eknath Shinde Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP, and had claimed that fair polls would not be possible if she was at the top post. The alleged bias they accuse Ms. Shukla of is alleged phone tapping. The poll body has asked Chief Secretary Sujata Sonic to hand over Ms. Shukla's charge to the next senior-most IPS officer with immediate effect and send a panel of three names by tomorrow for selection of the next state police chief. During review meetings and announcement of assembly polls, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar had warned officials to be impartial and fair and ensure that they are perceived as non-partisan in conducing their duties. Opposition parties, including Congress and Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray, accused Ms. Shukla of bias nonetheless. Quote, "There is a very serious allegation against the State Director General of Police, Rashmi Shukla. In 2019, when our government was being formed, this Director General of Police, who was directly working for the Bharatiya Janata Party, was tapping all of our phones and giving full information to Devendra Fadnavis about what we were going to do," unquote. Sanjay Raut, Rajya Sabha MP and Shiv Sena UBT leader, told the media, "Can we expect her to conduct fair elections? We have said that the reins of election should not be given to her and that the Election Commission has said they do not have the right to transfer. How can this happen? At the same time, Jharkhand's DGP was changed. Maharashtra's election is being conducted on basis of police pressure," he added. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, launching a scathing attack on the incumbent Hemant Soren government a week ahead of Jharkhand assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said it put appeasement at the top of its agenda. Addressing a rally in Jharkhand's Garhwa, the Prime Minister said coalition government of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Congress and RJD are supporters of Bangladeshi infiltrators. Quote, the JMM-RJD Congress government has taken appeasement to its peak. These parties are destroying the state's social harmony. They are supporters of infiltrators. To get votes on Bangladesh infiltrators, they are getting them to settle across Jharkhand. Accusing the ruling coalition of corruption, he said that corruption hollows out the country like termites. It destroys the poor Dalit, people from backward classes and tribals. Jharkhand for 5 years has seen the corruption of JMM Congress RJD government. And next, there was a ruckus in the newly elected Jammu and Kashmir Assembly today morning as it held its first sitting in 6 years after People's Democratic Party lawmaker Wahid Parra tabled a surprise resolution against the scrapping of Article 370 in August 2019 and called for it to be restored. The Article 370 had provided for a special status of Jammu and Kashmir and was removed by the NDA government in 2019. Bharatiya Janata Party legislators resisted Mr. Parra's resolution and demanded his suspension. Even the Speaker Rahim Radar of ruling National Conference said he had not yet admitted any motion. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, who earlier said it would be foolish to expect the Bharatiya Janata Party to restore Article 370, said he knew the resolution was coming and said, and I quote, the reality is that the people of Jammu and Kashmir do not approve of the Article 370 decision. If they did, then the results today would have been different, unquote. However, Mr. Abdullah also said the resolution has no importance, it is only for the cameras. Quote, if there was a purpose behind it, then they, being the PDP, would have discussed it with us before, unquote. The August 2019 contentious move marked by furious protests from political parties and politicians in Jammu and Kashmir Valley is 5 years old now, but is still being raked up, especially during the Jammu and Kashmir election campaigns. The revocation was challenged in the Supreme Court that in December last year ruled the provision a temporary one. Restoration of Article 370 was among the key poll planks in last month's election, the first in Jammu and Kashmir in a decade and the first since the article was scrapped. As the PDP-BJP government broke down then and the president's rule was imposed in the valley. The NC Congress alliance won the October 8 election as it turned out. However, the NC did not need support, sweeping 42 of the Kashmir and Jammu's 90 elected seats and gaining support from 4 independent lawmakers as well as one Aam Aadmi Party leader to cross the majority mark of 48. However, a day after the NC's victory was confirmed, Omar Abdullah, the chief minister-elect, said expecting Article 370 to be restored by the people who snatched it would be foolish. Mr. Abdullah, though, stressed that NC's position on this would not change and that they have never changed and they have never said that they will remain silent on Article 370 or Article 370 is not an issue for them for now. Breaking from breaking news, Todd Greaves, a billionaire CEO and co-founder of Raising Cane's Chinkit Fingers, has identified a pressing concern when reviewing resumes: the prevalence of job hopping. Speaking to CNBC Make It, Mr. Greaves, who is 52 years old, said that he views a frequent job changes every 2 to 3 years as a major red flag, questioning the applicant's motivations and loyalty. Quote, I question that because it's like, are you in just for you? Unquote. The billionaire CEO told CNBC Make It. In his experience, job hoppers tend to prioritize titles and control over teamwork, often using language that they think hiring managers want to hear, rather than providing authentic answers. During interviews, Mr. Greaves looks for inconsistencies in candidates' responses to detect insincerity. When they're more into title and control versus teamwork, it is a huge red flag for me, he said. Now, back to news. Labeling the violence at a Hindu temple near Toronto as unacceptable, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned the targeted attack. However, his opponents have grabbed at the opportunity to label his government's tenure as a misrule. Some Indian-Canadian leaders, including MP Chandra Arya, have alleged that Khalistani extremists were behind the violence at the Hindu Sabha Mandir. Some videos that went viral show a group of men attacking devotees at the temple. A spokesperson for Peel Regional Police told AFP that no arrests had been made so far. Mr. Arya said that a red line was crossed by Canadian Khalistani extremists. Quote, the attack by Khalistanis on the Hindu Canadian devotees inside the premise of a Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton shows how deep and brazen Khalistani violent extremism has become in Canada. Unquote. The mayor of Brampton, Patrick Brown, meanwhile called for punishment to the greatest extent of law for those who will be held accountable for the violence. Quote, religious freedom is foundational value in Canada. Everyone should feel safe in their place on worship. Unquote, he posted on X. While Canadian opposition leader Pierre Poilievre promised to unite the people and end the chaos, Toronto MP Kevin Wong asserted that Canada has become a safe harbour for radicals. Shredding a post on X, Wong wrote, and I quote, our leaders are failing to safeguard Hindus as they have Christians and Jewish Canadians from violence. We all deserve to worship in peace, unquote. The Indian High Commission said the violent disruption to the consular camp being organized in the temple premises came despite an advance request for strong security measures. The consulate also said it fears for the safety of applicants at the camp, including Indian nationals. The violence comes amid ongoing diplomatic back and forth between India and Canada, including expulsion of diplomats. On Saturday, Ottawa named New Delhi as a cyber threat adversary, suggesting that state-sponsored actors could be spying against it. Heavy police deployment was seen at the Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton shortly after, and some skirmishes blamed by some leaders on Sikh activists. In videos that went viral, some men were seen breaching the gates of the temple and assaulting devotees inside the complex, but their identities have not been revealed yet. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.